Yes.
I have a variety of questions and statements. To what this fellow's talking about in terms of the root, it seems like a really direct root. First of all, if we must have this thing, I think you're clearly getting the feeling that most people just would rather not have this. But if we must, and for whatever that's going to provide to us here in Athens, if your route went directly, I believe it would be south, over to the Willows, where Scenic Hudson has their property, it seems like, have you checked out if there's a landfall point there at that point that would be possible?
I'm not sure where, you'd have to show me where that is.
It would be kind of a straight shot from, almost a straight shot from the substation out to the river.
Down power pole.
And then also, you could work with Scenic Hudson, who could be monitoring your environmental impacts along the way. That could be a really great partnership. And I mention that because I know that there's another project coming through Greene County that this fellow talked about, which is the Champlain Hudson Power Express project. And that's already very far along in its procedure. And both Riverkeeper and Scenic Hudson support that project, by the way. From my understanding, Riverkeeper does not support this project because they feel that one buried transmission line is enough. And this other company, Champlain Hudson Power Express, is also establishing a $117 million fund for habitat restoration. So that's like what they're offering to give from their project is $117 million. So now you guys, from what I've looked up, are a multi-billion dollar company. That's what I understand. So, you know, I was thinking, like, if you have $1 billion, if you gave us 50 million, you would still have 950 million. So another part of my question is, have you guys talked to any environmental groups like Riverkeeper, Scenic Hudson, and are you working with them at all in this? Do they even know what you're up to here?
Yes. Both.
Okay, that's good. So, you know, the other thing is that the placement of the substation, you know, and also going into the river, we have a lot of hunters and fishermen here, and you know, we really treasure our land here for sportsmen, for all kinds of activities, farming, entertainment, you know, whatever. So that area out there is where hunters go. Have you guys talked to any sportsmen around about possibly providing, if you're gonna take up the land where they go, are you gonna provide anything back to them? And the other thing is back to the bundling, and one of the companies that you guys work with is Siemens, mm-hmm. who is a strong advocate for bundling. So after you give us the $50 million and you're doing your work here, I would hope that you would follow along with Siemens and do whatever you have to do to make this a bundled project. That should be your responsibility, not ours. That should really be your number one goal to minimize what you're going to cause through this village by taking the other route that would bundle along with either Athens Gen Water Pipeline, which would be the most desirable thing. Maybe there's a way you could figure out another landfall point that's not, maybe you could branch off from that at some point to where there is another landfall point, let's say at the Willows. But, you know, to be wrapping this thing around the village going north to go south, I mean, it's just, you know, it just doesn't seem sensible to us.
Okay, well, I first of all, like I said, yes, we have talked to on more than one occasion Scenic Hudson and Riverkeeper. They're aware of us. Do they know what we're up to? Yes.
And supposedly, from what I understand, they're not really supporting this project.
They haven't become a party to the proceeding, although I expect they will. So they haven't taken a position that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And I can only state what I've stated before, which is that if feasible alternative routings emerge from this process that we're at the beginning of, fine. And that includes the National Grid right-of-way. That's my answer.